Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Walk Your Talk with Leanne here on Life Coach Radio Network. I am super excited that you have chosen to spend an hour of your time with us here this afternoon on this beautiful Thursday, November day. I come before you live the first and third Thursday of every month with exciting, inspirational, and encouraging shows. I am Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk coach at Legacy Now Live. I am a certified professional coach with a specialization working with adoptees and their families. And as the Walk Your Talk coach, I'm sure you can imagine, integrity is a high value of mine. And what I do best is really help people stop talking about the changes, adjustments, and shifts in their life that they want to make and really start walking those out today, because I am a firm believer that we don't leave a legacy, we live it every day, and we have an opportunity to get out of our own way so that we can make the impact in this world that we want to each and every day. And I am super honored to be one of over 20 coaches here on Life Coach Radio Network that bring shows to you every day of the week, actually. We do have three networks here on Life Coach Radio Network. We have Life Coach Radio Network that you're listening to me on right now. We also have the Life Coach Chat channel, and we have the International Life Coach Radio. And I just want to encourage each one of you to go on to our website, which is lifecoachradionetwork.com, and you can learn more about all of our guests, our shows, our purpose. Golly, there's blogs on there and all kinds of great information for you. And again, I warmly welcome you. If this is your first time joining us here on Walk Your Talk with Leanne, welcome, welcome. I'm very grateful that you're here. And for those of you who have been listening for a while, thank you very much for your love and support and tuning in with us every day here on Life Coach Radio Network. And so I do want to offer up a call-in number right off the bat here for those of you who would either have a question for Leanne, myself, or my beautiful guest, Tammy Jo. I want to offer up this number to you. The number is 646-716-9397, and we would welcome your thoughts or your comments or questions. So I am very, very honored on this beautiful November day to welcome a new friend of mine on air with me today. For those of you who have been following me on social media, you know that I love to look around and notice the people in my world who are really walking their talk, who have been overcomers in their lives. They are living their legacy. They are stepping into their best lives. And I really found that in Tammy Jo, and I'm excited to bring her and introduce her to my radio audience. And, you know, this is November, and those of you who have been following me might know that I have kind of taken the November and turned it into a yes-vember, because I've often found that we can say no to a lot of things in our lives that do prevent us from walking our talk, that do prevent us from living our legacy every day. And so I want to welcome you to follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter. Oh my goodness, I'm on LinkedIn as well as Pinterest, and there are some, and YouTube, and there are some fun videos to encourage you on this Yes-vember journey. And so without any further ado, I do want to introduce you, my very faithful listeners, to my new friend, Tammy Jo Johnson. She is an author and a speaker. She has recently come out with a book, From the Ground Up, Overcome the Past and Rebuild Your Confidence. Tammy Jo is the host for Joy in Our Town, which is a local current event program focused on the issues and problems faced in the local community with an expectation of finding solutions and providing resources. You just so totally love that. This girl's walking her talk, and she's making an impact in her local community. The program covers a wide range of issues and topics, and leaders of local organizations, local government, law enforcement officials appear as guests for 14-minute interview segments. Oh, and we get her for an hour, ladies and gentlemen. We are so blessed. The show is on TV 51 and is part of Trinity Broadcast Network, the largest Christian network in the world. And so without any further ado, Tammy Jo, welcome to Walk Your Talk with Leanne.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you here. And I'll just give our listeners a little peek into how you and I got to know each other. So okay. You and I are both, Tammy Jo, a member of a particular network on Facebook where we got acquainted by reading a little bit about each other. So what would you like to tell our listeners about that?
Oh, I love Facebook groups. They are awesome. It's such a separation because it's like you have Facebook as a whole, and then you have these groups where you it's kind of like you pull away from the masses and you really get to connect with people that are like-minded, or whether it's career, personal, parental, it doesn't matter. Like, you'll find that. And that's what makes Facebook, I guess, the new Google. It's really cool. I love it. And I love it. I think it's necessary. I think it's relevant. And I think it really helps people create different blocks of community. And that's what we need now.
Oh, I so agree. And, you know, you and I connected at the Women's Speakers Association, the voice of the 21st century. And, you know, I just love that because we are like-minded women who have a passion to share a very impactful and powerful message with the world around us. Right? Some of it's based on our life experiences. Some of it's based on our hobbies or, you know, particular things that really resonate with us. And we were able to connect there. And I was so very grateful for the conversations, that we were able to have. And thank you again for joining me here today. You know, I was really intrigued with your story, with your message, and your heart to really make a difference in this world based on your story. And anyway, you know, without any further ado, you know, I look at your bio, Tammy Jo, and, you know, your past includes homelessness, attempted suicide, murder, juvenile corrections, abuse. I mean, the list goes on and on. And here you are speaking, you know, here to me on Life Coach Radio Network, as well as encouraging others throughout the nation, whether it be with your book or your speaking engagements. And, you know, congratulations for you.
And, thank you.
You know, to your, to you really just embracing your second half of your life here and where you want to see it go. And, you know, what motivates you, Tammy Jo, with that long history of stuff that has been your challenge? What motivates you every day to get up and keep going? I just want to know.
I know when you go down the list like that, I just want to go in a corner like, oh, yeah, that stuff, you know. But, yeah, it's a lot. I realize it's a lot, and it's heavy. And, you know, a lot of times people, they don't like to hear heavy. But it's different for me because even though people hear the heavy, they hear about the abuse. They hear about, you know, when I attempted to commit suicide and what happened with my mom and, you know, the fact that she's gone and then the incest. It's like they resonate with that. But then they get to see me, and then they meet me, and then I'm bubbly and happy, and they're like, well, wait a minute, the two don't match together. Like, what's going on? And so it gives me an opportunity to first and foremost, you know, say, you know, these are the type of things that God can do if you allow him to, like, restore you and rebuild you. And, you know, the book and the speaking, all of that is a result of just submitting to my purpose. And I didn't always know what that was, but he brought it into clear focus for me, you know, little by little. It wasn't so much to where it was overwhelming, but it wasn't too little to where, you know, I'm not where I am now, because he's given me the strength, he's given me the energy. And so all I have to do is just put the practical with the supernatural, with the natural, and it creates this massive amount of hope. And, you know, and it's like I'm a big ball of it. So people, you know, my book is my hub, and so people pull from me what they need when they need it. So, if I have an audience that they want to talk about abuse, or they want to talk about how to overcome that in their life, you know, then I'll talk about that for however long they need me to talk about it. If they want to talk about bullying and suicide attempts and why and, you know, try to wrap their mind around that, then I'm there to talk about that too. And I have a very unique perspective and seat on it because I was in a juvenile institution with girls that did things like that. And the parents weren't there. So if the parents want to call on me because they want to know what's going on or what could be going on in the mind of their teenager or, you know, their children, and they want to know what the signs are for this or that, I can provide insight on that too because I got to sit in that unique seat. So it's a lot, but I'm so blessed and I'm so happy to be able to share that with people. And it's total transparency. Anything people want to know about me, they can, because my life is not mine. I have nothing to hold back. I have nothing to hide. It's like a clear view. What do you want to know? I'll tell you.
I love that. And I think that's why I resonate so deeply with you, because I feel the same way. You know, we've been given the challenges in our life, not just for ourselves, right? And you know, they are to serve and just to be there and hold space for others. It's incredibly important. And, you know, before we go any further, Tammy Jo, I would love it. So oftentimes I hear when I'm live on the radio with a guest that the listeners, their interest is very piqued about learning more about my guest while we're live together. So if you could take just a moment and share with our listeners, if they want to take more of a peek, like on a website or a Facebook page or whatever, how could they take a peek right now and get to know you a little bit better while we're live here on the air?
Absolutely. I'm live on Facebook. I'm on there all the time. Unfortunately, you know, it has its downfalls and it has its, you know, but it's, you know, how you get the very quick messages and you get the alerts on your phone and they wake you up in the middle of the night, that type of thing. So I'm on Facebook all the time under Tammy Jo, author Tammy Jo. And then also my website is www.tammyjojohnson.com, and they can reach me there. And like you, I'm also on LinkedIn, and I have a YouTube channel. So, you know, anywhere they are, I'm there. Twitter, it's there.
Right. Great. So, listeners, I just want to encourage you, you know, take a peek on her website. You can also share this audio recording once we're done with friends. If any of this information resonates with you, this show will be, as all of my shows are, podcasted. You can find it on my website at thewalkyourtalkcoach.com, as well as on iTunes and the Life Coach Radio Network page here on Blog Talk Radio. And so, you know, Tammy, you were just sharing about, you know, your life being transparent and being in these certain situations that you have been in over the years that have taught you a lot, challenged you, and stretched you, and really given you the voice that you have today. Yeah. And so I would love it if you could share with our listeners, what principles, if any, do you live by that propelled you forward?
Well, I have three, and these are, you know, the way that I came up with these are just, you know, praying, studying, and learning, and just kind of being in the moment with, because I'm a mom too, so being in the moment with my kids, or, you know, actually taking the time to create a business that has integrity and it has excellence, and, you know, writing a book that, you know, that where I can get my story out while at the same time protect the reputation of other people. And so the three principles that I have that I live by is, number one, it's very important for me to be who I say I am. And the reason that I have to do that is because, you know, with everything that I do, whether it's holistic health and, you know, trying to get people to understand how to rebuild themselves from the ground up, or if I'm dealing with parents who, you know, they're at wit's end with their teenager and they really don't know how to relate or what to say, you know, for me, it's like, as long as I am who I say I am, then giving information is very easy because I only speak from experience. So, you know, I don't have, like, the case studies. I don't have the books. I do read, but a lot of the stuff that I give, you know, advice on, I've done it. And it has either worked or it has not. But at any rate, I still offer it, you know, as advice for other people, because you never know. The second one that I live by is that I've learned, just with my walk with God and my journey through life, is that in our society, the opposite of courage is not cowardice, it's conformity. And so I've learned, my second principle that I live by is always be true to who you are. And for me, it kind of sounds like the first one, but it's not. Being true to myself as an individual is very different than my parenting and my business and my book, because being true to myself means taking responsibility for my past. Even though I may have been a victim, I don't have to live that way. Even though these things have happened to me and it created this, you know, stress or depression or whatever, it doesn't mean that I have to live in that for the rest of my life. So being true to who I am means finding out who that is and then cultivating that person and embracing that person and living life. And if I, even though I've had a rough past, I'm happy. And, you know, it's like feeling like that's okay. And so, and then the third principle that I live by is excellence. I always believe in excellence and integrity, because people don't realize it, but for every action, there's a reaction. And for every seed sown, there's a harvest. And our mind and our lives, it doesn't care what you plant, you know, whether it's, you know, whether it's good or bad, or whether it's, you know, integrity, or whether it's, you know, dishonesty. It doesn't matter. It will reap that harvest. And so as long as I try to always be excellent in everything that I do, I know that my harvest will come back and it's not tainted. And so those are my three principles that I live by. I'm constantly adding new ones as I go and as I get older and I learn more and I'm around more people and they feed it to me. And I just kind of, you know, I'm a filtering system. So I'll take what I need at the time that I need it and kind of let go of the rest.
Mm. Wow, I love that. You know, and I just want to recap, if you are just joining us here on Walk Your Talk with Leanne. I am interviewing and joined today by Tammy Jo. She's an author and speaker and a new friend of mine. And Tammy, you just shared your three principles that you live by. You know, be who you say you are. Walk with God. Don't conform. I love that. Be true to who you are. And just maintain a life of excellence. And, you know, you really reminded us that actions cause reactions. And, you know, Tammy Jo, I have been doing a lot of studying this past week, actually, just on the prefix re, right? Reform, regroup, right? Repurpose, restore, refresh, all of that. It's really such a beautiful way to begin again, to start over, to rebuild. And what a great time of year. Here, as we're approaching Thanksgiving, right, and we're approaching a brand new year, for us to focus on the areas that we would like to restore or rebuild and really, you know, step out into a new year with a new focus. And I don't know about you. I didn't even prep you with this type of a question or anything, but each year, Tammy Jo, I always, so I'm just going to throw one at you, but each year I choose a word. Right? I choose a word that is going to help propel me forward in whatever it is that I am pressed to, you know, feeling really led to do. And 2014, this year, my word was impact, or has been impact. And it's really helped me to stay focused on building the type of year I would want to build, making the impact in my community, nearby and abroad, and really helping me impact my own life and make the adjustments and shifts in my own life that I want to make.
And I love
this
it.
Week,
I love it.
Thank you. Well, this week I have claimed a word for 2015, and nobody knows it yet. Well, a couple people do, but I'm going to throw it out to the airwaves today, because I just love the word for this year. I'm super excited. And my word is collaboration. And I'm really seeing the need for women like you and I, Tammy Jo, who have a story and a message and a passion, and we're not afraid to talk about the hard stuff. I think it's really important that we come together, join our voices, collaborate to really make an impact. Because like you were saying just a moment ago, you had shared about, you know, sometimes there's challenges with teenagers, or women are struggling with certain issues, and I get from you, you don't ever want another woman to ever feel like she is alone.
Right, exactly. Collaboration is an awesome word, because it's just the fact that, because it's still like a coming together. And, you know, women in general, we are already naturally, you know, relational. And so it's generally us, you know, that relate with other people very well, even in our marriages, even in our parenting. You know, we have our husbands, and they're very, you know, analytical, and they put things together piece by piece, and they remember things well. When they do that, it is us women who remember the birthdays and who's getting a divorce and who's going through the issues and who's having problems with their kids. And so if we bring that together in a collaboration, how powerful can that be? That is outstanding. And we can do it in style, and we can do it, you know, with flair. And we have so much emotion behind what we do that it automatically causes an impact. And so I love the word collaboration. I think it's something that we need to focus on, not just yearly. That needs to be a word that's kept in our vocabulary, you know, as we get older and wiser, period.
Oh, man, so true. I know for me in my life, and this is why I love to connect with women like you, Tammy Jo, is I need other women in my life to spur me on, right? Collaboration is extremely important for me, and I think both of us, you and I both, are entrepreneurs.
Right.
And sometimes that entrepreneur, you know, and I know we have a lot of listeners here on the radio network who are entrepreneurs as well. And sometimes one of the biggest challenges in the entrepreneur world is that we can feel kind of alone. Right. And so this is kind of a side note, but just that whole piece of collaboration is a way to stay connected. It's a way to be, you know, remain a lifelong learner, like I think both you and I are. And it's a way to really share and journey life together in a way that's so much more enriching. We were designed and created for community and for relationships. And, so I'm super excited to see what will happen in 2015
with,
you know, the word I'm claiming to bring into my own world, as well as those of the people that I just so love and adore and desire to be able to serve. And so thanks for playing that. Do you ever pick words, Tammy Jo, or focus for your year?
I do. It's hard sometimes because, like I said, there's so much. But it's funny. I mean, collaboration is a really good word because it covers a lot of areas, especially when you're collaborating with, you know, leaders in the community, and you're collaborating with other parents. And, you know, and our technology makes it so easy now to collaborate with anybody across the, you know, across the globe, you know, so it's like it makes it so much easier. But when I have a focus that brings me to a solid thing that I'm trying to accomplish, I always realize that it's still always somehow interconnected. You know, there's always an interconnection, even with my parenting. There's always an interconnection with my entrepreneurship because my kids are involved. They are the ones that, you know, they lend me out when I have to go speak. You know, they let me go when I have a networking event to go to. They understand, and they, you know, they're with me. They're on my team. And so everything still connects in a very unique way, even if it's one thing that we're focusing on. So even people that do listen to the show and they're entrepreneurs and it's hard and they feel alone, you know, it's almost like the one thing I would say is to embrace every process, you know. You can't be perfect every day all the time. You're gonna fall short. Like, one day you may be the greatest parent ever, but you may suck at your entrepreneurship venture that day. You know, you may, and then the next day you may have an awesome time being an entrepreneur, and you're getting things done, and you have meeting by after meeting, and you're, you know, creating spreadsheets and, you know, worksheets, and you're doing it. You're doing whatever it is that you do. But then as a parent, you fall short because you forgot a birthday party. So it's like we can't do it all at the same time, but we can take the moments that we have where we're doing our best and we're giving it what we got, and we can accept that that day may not have been great for that area, but it doesn't determine who we are. It was just that day.
Love that. Boy, listeners, pay attention to what Tammy Jo just shared with us, because that's really key. You know, every day starts with a new beginning, and, you know, trusting the process, right, Tammy Jo, and enjoying and embracing the journey that we're on. And, you know, being able to accept where our station in life, where we're at, and that every day is not going to go exactly how we planned.
Right,
You know, there's just so much hope in all of that. And, you know, I just would love to ask you, how did you get involved with Trinity Broadcast Network?
Oh, that's a funny story. I love it. So, okay, I went to a broadcasting school here in Central Ohio, and I had the chance to intern at the news station. And, you know, it was fun. I'm a writer. You know, now I'm an author, but I was a writer at the time, and I like to tell, you know, stories and how they are, how they really are. And so when I got into broadcast, what the idea was is to, you know, be on the news and be able to give the news reports and everything. And I found out very quickly that the news doesn't always give the whole story. And I think it irked me. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and finish. But, you know, I don't like news per se. And so the other aspects in my training were video editing and production and, you know, video recording. So I learned all those things. And so what happened was, after I finished my internship with the news station here, TBN had an opening for an editor. And I went to the station and I talked to the station manager, and I told her, you know, what I was doing. And she pretty much took a chance on me because, you know, I was a new graduate. And, you know, even though I had a desire to do what I wanted to do with the editing and everything, she didn't have to hire me because I was brand new, and there are very seasoned, you know, editors right here in Central Ohio, but she did. And I ran with it. I had a great time. I was the editor for the local shows, the Praise the Lord show, the Joy in Our Town show, and all, and, you know, and I just kept that relationship. But when I left because I took a opportunity in Houston, Texas, that ended up not really agreeing with my values, and I had to let it go. And when I got back to Columbus, because during that time, that's when I became homeless and all, you know, that whole story. Of course, you can read about that, you know, in my book, From the Ground Up. But so then I came back home, and I started with volunteering with different organizations in the community, and I was writing my book, and I was getting things done. You know, I was on task. I was on purpose now. I had embraced the fact that I had a story to tell, that it had to be written, it had to get out. And so I did that. And there was one meeting that we had where there was a speaker that came out to a church, and TBN came out the videotape. And the producer of the show was one of my classmates in the broadcasting school. And he was like, hey, you know, we need a show host. Why don't you, you know, send the station manager your information, see if she, you know. And at the time, it was like the show host had to be approved by the national TBN. And so I was like, I'll try, you know, I'll send it in. I mean, worst they could do is say no. And so I sent in my bio, my picture, and, you know, I got approved like the next day. And I was like, oh, yes, awesome. So it's a really cool opportunity. I get to go in and record the show, and it airs a couple of times a week. And, it's really cool because I network with people in the community that are, you know, like the CEOs of the YMCAs and, you know, the local police departments and all that kind of. So I really enjoy that collaboration, is your word. I really enjoy that collaboration with them, because what it does for me, I take the information that's on the show, and then people that may not watch the show, I still get to share it. I share it on Facebook. I'll share it on my blog. I'll share it on Twitter. And it's like, if I find out something that I don't think a lot of people know about, then I share it. And so it's like information flow. It's like I get to be that flow of information that, you know, people may not get on a regular basis. And so I really love it. I have a great time. Everybody's really super nice at the station, and I'm having a good time.
Oh, that is so fantastic. You know what popped into my head? Another C word. You're like this conduit to really get the real news out there and the behind the scenes stuff.
Right.
That is, yeah, right. You're just that sweet little conduit. And, you know, as I was looking over your bio too, and thank you for sharing that story. That is so fun. How you really put yourself out there. You didn't let anything stop you. You just said, well, why not?
Right. If you think about it, when you talk about the list that you talked about earlier, the homelessness, the murder, the suicide, it's like, yeah, I pretty much think I've been through the worst. So it can't get any worse than that. So why not operate in even the bad times that seem like a disaster, because they're not that, you know?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, from the ground up is Tammy Jo's book. And, you know, Tammy Jo, let's chat a little bit about your book here. But before we do, we are actually, do you believe it? We are 30 minutes into our show already. And wow. I'm going to take a brief. Yeah, I know. I'm like, wow, time goes so fast when we're having so much fun here on Walk Your Talk with Leanne. I'm going to take just a moment and give a little radio announcement for some upcoming shows that we have here on Life Coach Radio Network. Listeners, I want to encourage you on the 23rd of November to tune in with Life and Leadership Coach Mark Shaw at 9 p.m. on Mark My Words. Also on the 24th at 9 p.m., you can tune in and listen to Sharissa at Win at Relationships, and that is 9 p.m. on the 24th. Also on the 25th of November at 12 p.m. Eastern Time is Fun to Fortune with Coach Jeff. So you can find all of those shows here on Life Coach Radio Network. Please check our listings for the chat channel. There are some amazing coaches on the chat channel that come before you each and every day as well to challenge and encourage you, as well as International Life Coach Radio Network. So that is our little commercial here. And I also want to thank Audible. Actually, Tammy Jo, we are sponsored here at Life Coach Radio Network by audible.com. And
nice.
Listeners, if you haven't known this already, you can go to audible.com/Life Coach Radio Network and you can get a free book just by mentioning that you heard about it here on Life Coach Radio Network, Walk Your Talk with Leanne. So thank you for that little radio commercial spot, Tammy Jo, and your patience. And I want to hear more about your book, From the Ground Up. So what can you share? The title is intriguing. The introduction is captivating. I have had an opportunity to peruse some of your book, and it is jaw-dropping, inspirational. I laugh, I cry, and my heart is just full and ready to hear more from you about your book. And, you know, I'd love to know, how'd you come up with that title?
Thank you very much. That was a compliment. Thank you. Okay, so I came up with the title From the Ground Up because a friend of mine and I were talking about the title of my book, and he was telling me, you know, we got to focus on your story. And, you know, in a dark place like that, you know, you really don't want to live there, you know. And he was like, but you have to. You have, you know, I know that you want to talk about fluffy stuff and you want to, you know, get people going and feeling good, but you got to take them back. You got to take them back through what you went through. You can do it, you know. And so he actually helped me come up with the title From the Ground Up. And the reason for that is because you were talking about and it's so important, because what happens is, as children, we're pretty much given what we're going to do and be. So we're told what to do. It's downloaded into us who we are, because our parents, whether positive or negative or absent or present, they pretty much told us what we were, you know, and whether they told us we were a great kid and that we were going to be something in life, or whether they told us we really weren't great and, you know, we weren't going to be anything in life. Those proclamations happened. And so as we got older as adults, we began to embrace a different view of ourselves. We begin to understand our independence and our freedom. And we decided that, I understand what mom and dad may have said or did not say, but I think this is who I am. This is what I want to do. And so what happens at that point is we make a decision to be or do something different, but we're not given the tools on how to do that, because the programming started when we were at such a young age. And so when that programming happened, no one taught us or teaches us how to reprogram. Now, fortunately, those of us that are in church, or those of us that have a group of people around us that can help mentor us through that, we can pretty much come up with that we can pretty much come up with that new foundation. But for the general, you know, people, they don't know. And so From the Ground Up, the idea is that you can start over and be who you were really supposed to be, aside from everything that you've gone through, but you have to do it on purpose. And, you know, the shovel on the book indicates work. You know, it's dirty, it's going to take some work, but at the end of the day, when you step into your new self or you step into your newfound freedom or confidence, then you can look back on that and you can say, whoa, I changed my foundation. And you can. Anybody can. People uproot and dig up plants and replant all the time, so why can't we? And so I did that in a memoir environment. So my book is not a memoir necessarily. It's not a how-to necessarily. It's kind of like a hybrid. It's both. Because in order for me to talk about how to do that, I tell people how I did it. And so it creates that revolving door, like here's how you do this, here's how I did it, here's how you do this, here's how I did it. And so, you know, it may not be the same for everyone, but at least it gives them a blueprint on how they can go about figuring it out for themselves.
Wow, that is so beautiful. And, you know, I am a certified life and leadership coach and do a lot of relationship restoration work. And I talk to my clients a lot, Tammy Jo, about that whole process of building a new foundation, because oftentimes the foundation that has been built for us has cracks, or it's shaky, or it hasn't been built on solid ground, right? Mm-hmm. It's been built maybe more on the sand, and it does need to be looked at, reevaluated, and decided if that is, from today forward, how we want to continue to live our lives.
Right.
And
right.
I love that you brought that up. And, you know, looking over the table of contents, right, in your book From the Ground Up, I see everything from The Nightmare on My Street to My Life, My View, Dream Anxiety Disorder, Wait, She Did What, The Silent War Against Parents, and Why Parents Need to Be Trained in Confidence. It's like, wow, look at these captivating, very, wow, talk about hooks, drawing you in. I just can't wait to get into the rest of your book, because these are real, oh, well, I'm just so excited. These are very real issues. And, you know, you talk in chapter 7 about you under construction.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I love that when we think of this restoring, rebuilding, and re-identifying ourselves as women, as moms, as, you know, contributors to our society, and those of us with real visions. All of that stuff really needs to happen. And
it's so true.
We are the only ones who can make it happen. Like you said, I loved what you shared, Tammy Jo, about we've got to be on purpose about this. It's not going to happen on its own, especially when an RE is involved.
Right.
So how, tell us a little bit more about your story and what was maybe your first step in your rebuilding process.
Okay, of course. The very important part of my story and that what people may not know is that when I was 12 years old, I attempted to commit suicide. And at the time, and I need to give a time frame because I'm 37. So this was a lot of years ago, you know, before internet, maybe not before internet, but there definitely wasn't, you know, an internet connection in every household, you know, and, you know, there definitely wasn't a Google or anything like that. So that's why, you know, suicide is definitely not a new thing. But at the time that I attempted to commit suicide, I didn't know what I was doing. I just knew that I wanted to start over. And, you know, my household believed in reincarnation. And so when I attempted to commit suicide, it was to start over. It wasn't necessarily to end life. And so when that happened, I was also suffering from nightmare disorder and a couple other disorders that I found out, you know, when I did my research through childhood. And during the episode where I tried to commit suicide, which I tried to shoot myself with a gun that was in my house, I accidentally shot my mom instead, and she died. And it became such a shock to me and to my system at that time that I shut down. And when I shut down and people were asking for, you know, they were wanting to know answers, I couldn't give it to them. And eventually one of my family members talked me into telling them what I thought happened. And when I did, and I took the responsibility that I may have done it, then it was pretty much court systems and juvenile corrections after that. And what happened when I went there was, it was a two-part thing. It was for my safety and for, you know, the fact that I did do this by accident or not. I still had to serve time, but they pretty much put me away in the juvenile correctional facility, you know, for both of those reasons. And so during that time that I was there, I did not deal with a lot of anything until later as I grew. I was sentenced until I was 21, and so I was to spend my entire life, the rest of my, you know, juvenile life anyway, in this correctional facility. Now, at the time, the juvenile correctional facility wasn't a hardcore facility. It was more like a camp. I don't know if anybody's ever been to, like, a Girl Scout camp. It was kind of like that. At first, anyway, it evolved later into like a really hardcore, you know, juvenile correctional facility. But when I went there, it was like, it was even called Scioto School for Girls. So it was more like a boarding type, you know, situation. But anyway, while I was there, I grew. And there was a group of people that took me and my situation, and they pretty much protected me. And it was, you know, the superintendent, the, you know, a couple of unit managers, a couple of JCOs, and they basically protected me from the outside world because they saw potential. And I had to go through counseling, and I went through therapies, and I did groups, and I did all these things. Now, from 12, 13, 14, and 15 years old, I mean, that was pretty much my life. It was routine. It was discipline. I went to group. I went to therapy, and this was like more than twice or three times a day. And so as I got older, though, and I began to really take responsibility for what happened, and I really began to work on who I am, I was also introduced spiritually by people that came into the institution, and they took a liking to me, and they began to speak into my life. And, you know, they taught me about the word. They taught me what it was to pray and about forgiveness and all that. And, you know, I took all of that, and I ran with it. I mean, because I needed hope, you know. And when I got to the institution, I wasn't cured by all means. I still had nightmare disorder. I still had some things going on. But, you know, it was the therapies and the groups that got me through. You know, they didn't allow me to have any type of, you know, psychomedication. I wasn't allowed to do any type of, you know, hypnotherapy. I was protected in that sense. And so everything that I went through it raw. And so, and from the ground up, when I talk about dream anxiety and I talk about nightmares and things like that, I learned how to basically dream on purpose and manipulate and control my dreams. Now, at the time, I didn't know that it was called lucid dreaming until I got out and I did my own research and things like that. But, you know, it was things like that that helped me get through. So I guess while I was in institution, I really learned a holistic approach to a lot of the things that I was feeling and a lot of the things that I was going through. And so, and from the ground up, I talk about that transition. And so as I got older, I took a leadership role in the institution where I graduated from high school. I was allowed to leave the institution and go to college and come back. I ran some of the groups, so I got to walk some of the other girls through their issues and through their you know, their different things that they were going through. So I got to take a unique seat in that. And with that leadership and those things that I was doing, I still didn't focus on me because I still had to get out, right? And so when I got out, it was like, okay, here I am. I'm 21. I'm out, but I'm 12 because I have no idea what to do with my life. Like, I'm an adult. Mm-hmm. So I have to pay bills, okay? I learned that the hard way because my electric got cut off and I had to pay the bill, you know? I mean, there were weird things that I went through that I talk about, you know, as far as, like, I slept with the door locked, my bedroom door locked. I had my first apartment, and I had to learn how to do that and figure that out. And, you know, and on top of that, life didn't stop or adjust for me. So I had to learn social skills. I had to learn, you know, financial management. I had to learn relationship building. I had to learn how to be a female in society. And, you know, the institution pretty much took me from institutional life to welfare life. And so I thought that's how it was supposed to go. That was all there was, but it wasn't. And so when I got my mind wrapped around the idea that I don't have to live on food stamps, I don't have to live in poverty just because I come from an institution, well, I believe that's when my self-efficacy kicked in. And I began to reach back out to the people that helped me, and I began to reach out to other people. I found me a therapist, And I began to do some of the things that were familiar that got me through that period of my life and to see if it would help get me through the next phase. And it did. And so, you know, I mean, with the help of like my church family and God and, you know, my friends and, you know, I became this ball of like, oh my gosh, I can do this. I'm going to go do it. So I became a flight attendant. Oh my gosh, I can do this. And so I went to modeling school so that I could learn how to walk in heels and wear makeup and do my hair. And I was like, oh, I can do that. You know, and so I jetted to California to audition for the Deal or No Deal TV show. I mean, you know, I just did all these things because I knew that I could. And I had my daughter. And when I had my daughter, everything came into perspective because here was this child, this little baby that I am totally responsible for. Her dad didn't want anything to do with me or her. And, you know, it's like, okay, so now what do I do? And so, you know, it was those same people that taught me life, how to be a parent. And these were strong people, people in my church, people in my community that, you know, they were leaders. They were, you know, CEOs, administrators, directors, pastors. And these people pretty much gave me what I needed, and they told me not to give up, and they taught me how to discipline, and they taught me how to receive instruction. And, you know, and so I embraced all of that because what else was I going to do? And so, and from the ground up, I talk about that being my new foundation. And that's where I built my new values, and that's where I built my new principles. And I began to live how I thought that I should live and not how other people thought I should live. And then I became a part of a ministry where I got to help other women who felt like, oh, my gosh, I've done so much. So much has been done to me. I don't think that I'm worthy of being anything more than what I am. And so I got that was like my first time being able to step up and say, wait a minute, that's not true. Because here, let me tell you what I did. Let me tell you what I've been through. And I feel like I'm worthy. And then so that concept created a ball of, it was like a snowball. Like, wow, you did what? You came from what? You got to write a book. You got to do this. You got to tell people. You got to get it out there, you know. And so I naturally became a motivator. I naturally became someone that, you know, a person of strength, a woman of, you know, I naturally became those things. And watching my daughter grow and parenting her and, you know, being with her and then understanding my own childhood and all of that was wisdom. And so there are things that I do with her that are really fun because we kind of grew up together. But then there's also a parenting aspect where she knows that I'm the authority and she respects that. And then there's a communication factor where we can talk about everything and anything because if we don't, guess what? She has Google and YouTube and I don't want that for her. And so it became like this just lifelong, continuous ball of learning and embracing and receiving and then pushing all that back out to other people. And that's what From the Ground Up is all about. That's why when you said you laughed and cried, it's because when I was writing the book, I had all of those emotions when I was writing it.
Mm-hmm. Understandably so. Holy cow, what a beautiful story and explanation that you just gave. And what really resonated with me, Tammy Jo, that you were just sharing was how you never gave up. You knew that there was more, and you reached out to the people who you knew could help you continue to heal and rebuild and step forward into your best life.
And it was, you know, crazy because those people introduced me to other people, you know.
That connection, that collaboration again, and that
understanding
that we were never, ever created to journey alone. And I think when we do isolate ourselves and when we get really stuck in life, Tammy, so that is what can really hold us back, is thinking that fear of if people really got to know me, they wouldn't like me very much. Mm-hmm. I would scare them, right? We can fall into that false truth. And
very
that
true.
Can be a limiting belief that will prevent us, right, from living our dream, from leaving our legacy on a daily basis. And,
right.
You know, I just really admire your courage. I see you as a very courageous woman. And, you know, when you were saying, you know, it went into this little ball, and I'm like, I'm over here going, yeah, little ball of fire this woman is, you know. And, you know, what a blessing for your daughter to be able to grow up with you. Tammy Jo, and for you to learn together. And, you know, that's just such a beautiful message that you shared about don't let Google and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat, don't let those mediums raise your children.
Oh, my goodness, that's so true.
Don't let those mediums, right? Don't let those mediums define who you are as a man or a woman. You are so much more than what people see on the outside. And, you know, it's just such a great reminder. You know, as I work within the adoption community, and I'm actually, Tammy Jo, working on a project right now. I'm going to be making a short film to present to doctors and nurses about raising awareness for the different mysteries and challenges, secrets, and gifts surrounding adoption.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of the people in my community, the community of adoption, there is a lot of institutionalization. There are suicides, addictions, abuse.
Mm-hmm.
It's really common in the world that I work in, right? And no matter what your childhood was like, you know, those issues can come up whether you wanted them to or not. And I love that you brought up that we can recreate, we can rebuild, and we can restore from the ground up. And I think that's just such a beautiful message for all of us today, no matter where we are in life. Go ahead.
So I was just going to say that's in doing that, you know, I know that people think affirmations are maybe corny, but in my book, I talk about an affirmation for men and an affirmation for women, and we need to embrace who we really are.
It's so true because, you know, I often tell the clients that I'm working with, you know, the world has put a lot of sticky notes all over you. That, well, you know, that Punchinello story, do you know about Punchinello and Max Lucado's, or no, is it Max? Yeah, I think it's Max Lucado's book, Punchinello, and just about how all these little stickers and labels all over us, and it masks who we really are.
Right.
And, you know,
that's
part
so
of the
true.
Beautiful thing we get to do as coaches is help people peel off those labels that really were never meant to stick on us at all and really get
to the core
of who we are.
I love it. It is such a rewarding experience. Oh, my goodness.
You know, it is. And, you know, I know for me in my own journey, that's been really helpful for me to pull off the labels that were I was never created to wear. It's kind of like, you know, when you go shopping, it's kind of fun. We have another commonality. When you had mentioned about going to modeling school, I used to actually work at a modeling school a long time ago in Minneapolis. And, you know, I used to teach nutrition, diet, and exercise and walking down the runway and poise and confidence and that type of thing. And, you know, those are the kinds of things that we can step into as women that we forget because we are told to play small in a lot of ways. And so, you know, here's another question I've got for you, just mom to mom, coach to coach, woman to woman. How is your parenting, your daughter, how is that impacted by your life story? And what is the one message that you, you know, want to have so honed into her, Tammy Jo, that she understands that this is from my mama, this is her legacy to me? What would that be?
It would be, you know, my turning point with my daughter is that before I stepped out with my story, we were in my church parking lot and we had just got done watching a documentary. And I talk about this in the book, but we had just got done watching a documentary called Yellow Roses. And it was showing at our church, the church that I go to here in Columbus at Vineyard. And we sat there and what the documentary did is it opened the door for talking, you know, it pretty much, it did that. I think the purpose of the show was to do that, and that's what that documentary did. And so we were in the parking lot, and, you know, up until that day, and she was like 13, I believe, 13, 13 and a half. And so up until that day, I had given her pieces of my past, and, you know, because she's in middle school, so she's seeing it anyway, so I might as well, you know, share with her my experiences with it. And I talked to her about the fact that I used to cut on my arm and why people do that and why that's not okay. And if she ever feels that way, then she needs to come and talk to me. You know, I kind of did that. And then I explained to her why she's not old enough to have privacy. When her company comes over, when family members come over, how she doesn't need to shut the door. And she and I told her why. And I explained to her about what incest was and how people can take advantage of little kids and touch them in places that they shouldn't. And so I already had groomed her up until that point. But at that particular point, at that night, we sat in the parking lot and I gave her the rest of it. And I told her about how I tried to kill myself. And I told her how I accidentally shot my mom. And I told her how I didn't, that's why my mom wasn't in my life anymore, and how I had to go to a juvenile correctional facility. And I told her, you know, and she's listening to me and she's kind of playing on her phone, but she's not. It's just that she don't really know what else to do. So she's crying and the tears are coming and she's, you know, and I told her, I said, look, God has called me to do this thing. How do you feel about it? What do you think? Are you in? Are you with me? And so I'll never forget it. She looked up at me and she said, you have to. That's not what I expected. I expected her to say, oh, my God, you're ruining my life. You know, anything other than that. And when she said that to me, it was such a relief because now I have a partner. And she doesn't really play a role in my business right now because she's only 15. But she is my reflection. So when she does stuff like, you know, when she takes kids' food to school because they don't have food at home, and I ask her, why are you taking all that to school? Because such and such, does, they're not eating at home. When she does stuff like that, I put that in her. I did that. I taught her about compassion. I taught her about how to look after other people that are not as fortunate as her. I did that. And so, you know, that to me, because I get to watch her grow into this beautiful, you know, God-fearing woman, she's still a teenager, we still battle, but I have put in her the seeds that she needs to become who she's supposed to be. And I love the idea that I can help parents do the same thing and that it's not too late. And I love it because that's my daughter. And as many times as people may say, oh, my God, you have a teenage daughter, it's really not like that. I enjoy this journey with her. Even in the hard times, even in, and I have other kids too, but I enjoy it with her because when she started walking around at 12 years old, I saw me and I began to forgive myself because she was 12 years old and thought she knew everything and she knew nothing. And I never understood what that meant until, I never knew what that meant until I saw it. I'm like, oh, that's what I was like at 12. I didn't know what I was doing. And so, you know, and so it's like there's a connection that she don't even realize we have yet. And I can't wait. I can't wait for the return on my investment.
Oh, how beautiful that is. Oh, my heart is just bursting for you. And just hearing you share your story about the influence and the impact that you're having on your daughter and your other kiddos and just your community and the lives that you have the privilege of touching through the written word, through your spoken word, and through just your actions and your living life full out. You know, when you share that your daughter turned to you and said, you have to share this, that must have been just such an incredible confidence builder for you to, you know, just to really embrace the whole of your story and understand that even at her young age, she knew in her heart of hearts that this was a very important message.
Oh, my goodness. It did. It did way more than that because what that led me to believe is that, you know, when I was in school, it was bad, but now it is like 50 times worse. And so what that let me know is that she recognizes that. So it just pretty much validates what I already suspected.
Amen. No, it's so very, very true. Hey, we've got a caller. I'm going to bring this caller on live with us real quick, Tammy Jo, and see if they have a question, thought, or comment for us, okay?
Absolutely.
We're almost at, yeah, we're almost done here, but I just wanted to honor this. 706, you are live with Leanne and Tammy Jo. Did you have a question, thought, or comment? Okay, thank you for being here. Okay, I guess it was. They were not in the queue. So anyway, they were there, and maybe they were on mute. Who knows? But I really do thank all of our listeners for being here today. And, you know, it is tough out there, Tammy Jo, and oftentimes the holiday season can bring a lot of challenges to kids in school. And it's really important that they know they have somebody that they can reach out to on a moment's notice. And, you know, I just want to encourage our listeners, you know, make sure you're connecting with your kids. Make sure you're connecting with your neighbors. If you have people in your church that, you know, you want to make available to the youth in your community or to the women or men who really need someone to reach out and love on them, please encourage them to do that. Because like I said before, we were never meant to walk this journey called life alone. And Tammy Jo, you've been just such an example in that on our radio program today about sharing your life and being open and giving us all, I think, just a whole beautiful new glimpse into the idea of rebuilding our lives from the ground up. So thank you so much for being here. And we are at the top of the hour. I need to have you on again. We need to visit this again, because I would imagine as an author, you probably are working on another book.
I am. Yep, I am. It'll be published in January, and basically I'm making the bigger pieces bigger. So I'm going to go ahead and give the title. The first one is going to be the seven bylaws of self-confidence. And, the reason I named it bylaws is because, as we know, with nonprofit organizations, there is an opportunity where you have to want this. You have to volunteer to re-change or regroup or re-foundation. You have to do all that. You have to make a decision to do that. It's not a law. It's a bylaw. So it's definitely optional. And so I give people the tools that want them, and then they can take them or they cannot take them, but they're there. They're bylaws. They're guidances, their ideas and their suggestions.
Fantastic. I love it. So we can look for that come next year. And then also one more time, Tammy Jo, please give our listeners, if they would like to get to know you better or find out more about your book or how to get in touch with you, please share with us how we can do that.
Absolutely. From the Ground Up, Overcoming the Past and Rebuilding Your Confidence is available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, as well as a Kindle version in Amazon.com. You can connect with me on all the social networks, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. I'm on all of them, as well as my website at www.tammyjojohnson.com. You can connect with me there. And if you type my name, Tammy Jo Johnson, in Google, everything will come up for you as well.
Fantastic. Thanks, Tammy Jo. Again, this is Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk coach at Legacy Now Lives here on Life Coach Radio Network. I am extremely honored that you have chosen to spend this hour with us. And I'm just so grateful for each one of you. And I wish you all a very beautiful and family-filled, love-filled, memory-rich giving. And I will look forward to chatting with you again on December the 4th, when my guest will be Julie, and we are going to talk about creativity and how to embrace and rebuild your life through the arts. And so I'm super excited about that. I encourage you to stay tuned for more information about that show. And Tammy Jo, closing thought or comment for our listeners that you might have to share, and we will
Absolutely.
Wrap it up.
Besides, wishing everybody a really happy holidays, I just want to reiterate one thing, and that is that you are not alone. It doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter what you're going through. You are not alone. Get up. Reach out to people. Dig into your community. Dig into your friends. Find them on Facebook. Do whatever you got to do. But it's time for you to get up and be the leader, the parent, the spouse that you were really called to be. And you can do that, and you can do it from the ground up. You can do it starting where you are. And, just know that you are never, ever, ever, ever by yourself. God loves you. God is with you. And there are a group of people that I'm sure they are too.
Love that. Beautiful. Thanks, Tammy Jo, for being here. I look forward to the time where we can connect again. And to my listeners, again, thank you for joining us today on Walk Your Talk with Leanne. Until next time, God bless, and say yes, Vember. Let go of the no's and embrace what's next for you. Until next time, be well.